With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump is touting what he calls an amazing public health announcement later today. Quoting the president, "I think we found an answer to autism." Mr. Trump teased the announcement at the weekend memorial service for Charlie Kirk, at which Charlie's widow extended forgiveness to the accused assassin.
Eulogizing her husband, Erica Kirk said Charlie was dedicated to helping young people, especially young men.
He wanted to save young men, just like the one who took his life.
Then, in a remarkable moment, as she choked back tears, Erica Kirk offered forgiveness.
That young man, I forgive him.
She said it's what Christ did and what Charlie would do. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Four countries expected to join the UK, Australia, and Canada in recognizing a Palestinian state. It's bringing a defiant response from across the political spectrum in Israel.
There are many divisions among Israeli politicians over the policies of the Netanyahu government, but there seems to be consensus over rejecting any current recognition of Palestinian statehood. Yair Golan has been an outspoken critic of the government's war in Gaza, but he's described talking about a Palestinian state as destructive. The main opposition leader, Yair Lapid, condemned the announcements as a diplomatic disaster.
The BBC's Sebastian Usher. Arraignment expected today for the 23-year-old man accused in a shooting during a wedding celebration at a country club in Nashua, New Hampshire over the weekend. One person killed, two others wounded. Nothing yet on a motive for the shooting. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 155 points. NASDAQ futures off 83 and the S&P futures 20 points in the red. This is SRN News. Americans talk about artificial intelligence in a new poll.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it finds that a lot of people are worried about AI and how it will be used by them and on them. Most certainly, they want the new technology limited in some ways. The Pew poll reveals 73% of respondents believe AI should have no role in advising people about faith in God. And 66% do not want it to have any role in whether or not two people fall in love. Overall, Americans are pessimistic about AI. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has signed a law intended to curtail abortion pills, but at least one provider plans to keep shipping them into the state. N.L. Foster, who runs Massachusetts-based The Map, which prescribes the drugs to women in every state, says her organization will keep doing business in Texas. The Map has shipped abortifacients to roughly 10,000 Texas women over the past couple of years. This is SRN News. The Pentagon is stepping up media restrictions.
The Pentagon is stepping up restrictions on the media by requiring journalists to sign a pledge not to report on information that has not been authorized for release. Journalists who don't abide risk losing their media credentials that provide direct to the military headquarters. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is telling journalists to follow the rules or go home. Ron Taylor reporting.
President Trump has mentioned that billionaires like Rupert Murdoch and Michael Dell could be part of a deal in which the U.S. will take control of TikTok. Mr. Trump discussed the deal on Fox, highlighting the potential involvement of Murdoch. He also mentioned Oracle founder Larry Ellison's involvement, which was previously disclosed. The deal aims to keep TikTok operating in the U.S. amid concerns about data security and manipulation by authorities back in China. More details at srnnews.com.